What's up, everyone? I am Frenchie B, and you're listening to I Can't Make This Up. This episode is entitled Duffel Bag Trip. That's that big bag swag. The Duffel Bag Trip episode is filled with versatile flows, big trip, and bigger goals. It's all about getting to the bag and manifesting your dreams into reality. Remember, if you build it, they will come. I have a great playlist lined up for you. And to get you started, here's a dope hottie all the way from Dubai. His name is Mo Flo with his flaming hot song, Faith.
I'm listening to you, babe.
Okay. I know you want to sing. I love to sing. Nothing makes me happier. I either want to be a singer or the head of the Ice Capades. Hey, do you know what the Ice Capades are? Don't roll your eyes. They were very cool. I went to my mother, who gave me this book. Called Letters to a Young Poet, Raina Maria Rilke. It's a fabulous writer. A fella used to write to him and say, I want to be a writer. Please read my stuff. And Rilke says to this guy, don't ask me about being a writer. If when you wake up in the morning, you can think of nothing but writing, then you're a writer. I'm gonna say the same thing to you. If you wake up in the morning and you can't think of anything but singing first, then you're supposed to be a singer, girl.
Always a process. You fuck with my pride, it's crazy. I'm on an upset, but this ain't me. Buying my time for you, always around for you. I think it's time for you, but it ain't me. So hard to tell you why I cannot erase.
I cannot erase, I cannot erase.
I'm hold up hostage, I cannot escape. So hard to tell you why I cannot erase. I'm hold up hostage, I cannot escape. Enough, I find a way out of all that. Now I'm done. Promise I'm cutting you one point of contact. I give up. I would've took us to war back. Now I want it all back. I need the hoodie, I'm framing it one day. One day. I know your secrets. Promise I keep them. Another way. From back in the day. I will never lose faith. So hard to tell you I cannot erase.
I cannot erase.
I'm hold up hostage, I cannot escape. So hard to tell you I cannot erase. I'm hold up hostage, I cannot escape. Come find me, I think I can dive well. Come find me, I am no more. Come find me, I think I can die well. Come find me, I think I am no more. Run.
because all kind of people listen to your music. All kind of people listen to my music. You go to my shows, or you know, or just see me out in public, bro. You'll see all different races and shades and colors and cultural backgrounds of, you know, people that listen to your music. So that's why I think music is one of the best things we have in this world, you know, just to bridge those gaps and break those labels that society has about, you know, white, black, purple, green, yellow, whatever, you know, and just have us at this one point, just be like, yo, we like this song.
I'd like to introduce my guest, all the way from Drip City, Houston, Texas, King 21, better known as That Boy Zarius. What's up, Zarius?
What's up, what's up, what's up? We'll go down.
How you doing?
Great, man.
What's going on with you? How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty great, you know, trying to survive in this pandemic 2020. You know the vibes.
The zombie era.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the barometer out there? What the heat index do? What's going on with that?
The heat is a ever non-lasting out of here every year. You swear it's not as hot as it is, but every year it get hotter and hotter, man. It's dying out here.
I'm serious. Like we on 100. So, and this is, you know, this is New York, so
oh,
I
yeah.
could just imagine in the Midwest, you're closer to the equator.
Mm-hmm. It's like ice right on the skillet.
Oh man. All right, so then this is good for you right here. This the hot seat right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, hot summer, hot 16.
You know, you in the hot seat right now, so it's going you're gonna be comfortable, you know. All right, so let me dive right in. Which I have so many questions, I don't even know if I'm gonna get through all of them. So,
well, let's talk it.
All right, so first things first, I'd like you to formally introduce your two personas to me and the listeners. Okay, I've been doing my research, right? And yeah. I know I introduced you to the people as King 21, That Boy Zarius, but I'm a firm believer that names hold you to their meanings, and we somehow end up living up to those meanings, you know what I mean? So break it down and build us up with the definition of who or what King 21 and King Sprite are. Who are they? And I'll just assume that Darius is your birth given name.
Yeah, so basically, to kind of sum it up in a nutshell, pretty much King 21 is pretty much the side of me that's like, you know, the motivator, the inspirer, the dreamer, pretty much. And I pretty much make music like up-tempo music like that too, and it kind of reflects that. And that's kind of my personality, like, you know, the energetic, outgoing, you know, person in the group, the guy that always wants to, you know, take it up to the highest level that it can be, the ditty, if you will, you know what I'm saying? I call that, that's my ditty, you know what I'm saying? I'm real boss type-ish, entrepreneur type shit, so you can pretty much feel that. And then, like, the King Sprite version is like, you know, my hood version, you know, the tough guy, the one that's gonna be down the ride for whatever. So, you get the more aggressive me, you know, the slick talker, the nice talker type of me. That kind of music as well. So I pretty much take like both my personalities, because neither one is like one thing, and they pretty much make up Zarius, who is me. Pretty much the fusion artist, if you will. And that's how I attack different genres and things based off of those personas of how I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying, on a energy type of base.
I feel you. So you think people create personas or pseudos or pseudonyms so that they can compartmentalize themselves so that they could be able to best attack different tasks at hand?
Yeah, I think as artists, you know what I'm saying, when you're an artist, you're always in a creative type of mindset and a creative frame, but sometimes, you know, you might have to step out the box or you might want to attack different things. And you might need like a, I wouldn't say, not really a persuado, for instance, but, or a persona, for instance, but you just need like another, like, outlet to like be creative more than like, or be comfortable enough to be more creative to new things that you probably wouldn't do. So I think, yeah, I think artists do take that and like use that to their advantage a lot. And like, if you're able to do that, it just offers you another way to express your talent, really.
Our focus today is going to be on understanding the principle of self-manifestation. Write that down. If I was to be asked, what is my greatest advice to give you as a young man or young woman, it would be this message. People are not looking for you. They are looking for what you are carrying. And if you don't manifest what you are carrying, the world will ignore you. Because you exist doesn't mean you're going to be successful. Because you are on the planet doesn't mean that people are going to notice you. You can live an entire life and not be noticed by humanity. We can bury you in a cemetery and we would never know you were here except for that tombstone. And the reason is because most of the humans on Earth live on Earth but never manifest themselves. And so the most important goal in your life should be self-manifestation.
We back.
Yes, baby. All right. So next question is, what is JWL? And is that your movement? What is that?
JWL, that's like a little movement we started just recently, actually, not too long ago.
I see. Just Want to Live, right?
Yeah, Just Want to Live. It's basically just a movement, a brand we're trying to push, inspiring other entrepreneurs, other independent artists, and just anybody, any creative or influencers, just to, you know, go out there, chase your dreams, and just live that shit out. Don't be afraid to do that shit. The hardest step is the first step.
Right. I'm pretty sure that when you heard the young man singing the song on Instagram, I Just Want to Live, you were like, wow.
Yeah.
Where you got that from, or did it come after? I mean, before?
No, it came like way before. Actually, my manager actually kind of came up with the Just Want to Live part, because we was just designing stuff, just trying to play around with words, and he was like, jewel this, jewel that, and I was like, I don't like that. Like, can you think of acronym for that? And he was like, oh, Just Want to Live. I was like, yeah, that kind of describes exactly what we're doing. All right, we just want to live and do this. And she's like, yeah, that works. So yeah, we kept that like long ago.
Right. So who is Trap DJ? Is Trap DJ the same person as your manager, or is that?
Hey, Trap Davey. Yeah, that's my manager. So yeah, it's the same person.
Yeah, because I saw it said Trap DJ, so I thought he was a DJ, like a trap DJ, but I guess that's his initials.
Yeah, that's okay. My DJ is Half Pint. Shout out to Half Pint.
All right, DJ Half Pint. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I was like, who is Trap DJ? So Trap DJ is who we see in the videos. Is that right?
Yeah, he's in a couple of videos.
Okay. Oh man, okay. I thought of, right? I thought of Suge Knight talking crazy on a war ceremony to Diddy. You know, I had to take that. I had to go there, because I mean, he ain't dancing up in all your videos, but he hyping it up and it look good. He make it look good.
Bro.
It's no disrespect.
You still get out there though. We still get out there and hype for sure.
I love it. I love it. So that boy Zarius, right, as your title, right, that's the main stream of your brand, your name. Do you think that your name will mature, or shall I say,
yeah,
grow with your age, like Jay-Z did with Hov?
Yeah, we actually, I'm actually already kind of already doing that. I've kind of already dropped the Dat Boy off my name, and I'm just gonna stick with Zarius. It's just you know, right now for like social media purposes, and just like, you know, being accessible and easy to find with everything that's kind of already out, I just left it just for right now, basically. But as I continue to make music, definitely probably my next album, I'll just leave it Zarius. There's a lot of people kind of resonate with that name. It's just newer people are finding my older music, so it's like, ah, nah, don't change it. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing they got of is Dat Boy Zarius. So like, don't change it. You don't want to lose like new fans that just found your old music, or, you know what I'm saying, that's new to them. So I left it for right now. But yeah, going further, yeah, just be Zarius.
Okay, y'all. Next up, some more from Dat Boy Zarius with his Trippy Drip song, TSO, followed by Superstar off of one of the most prolific albums of all times, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. After that, we'll spin off the Richter right into Maroon 5's newest golden cut, entitled Cold, featuring Future.
Game 21.
You're listening to Frenchie B, right here on I Can't Make This Up.
So, when'd you fall in love with hip hop?
Hip hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to chart, say what? Hip hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to chart. Come on.
So I got a bite off for the movie Brown Sugar, all right, because it's one of my favorite movies, right? I'm a New York girl. Hip hop started out in the heart, you know what I'm talking about. So, when did you first fall in love with hip hop?
When I first fell in love with hip hop, had to be, I want to say, like, probably, definitely in my younger ages. Probably like around the age of like 13.
13. Yeah.
13. When I was younger, a lot of people don't know, but I mainly listened to rock music. A lot of like, you know, alternative rock. Not too much metal, but like Jimi Hendrix, if I gotta name people, you know.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, so like that's pretty much my younger background. I would listen to a lot of rock music. My dad was a famous guitar player, so that's kind of how I got that influence. He played backup for like Mickey Blues, George Clinton. He also played keyboard, so that's pretty much the environment of music I was in. And then as I start to get a little bit older, you know, I start to lean toward like hip hop music, and that's when I think like, shoot, like this is like Ludacris just came out type shit. For BET Jams Saturday morning. You wake up, go put on the TV. This is that era.
That era.
First off, I'm flying in a freaking plane. G5 recline seat, having coffee with a policy, nigga. You ain't touching bills, you ain't counting figures. You soft like Tigger when it prove your pillar. I'm at V Live throwing Jacksons on bitch back. In the gallery, I swipe my card till it max. F what you heard, I'm in the house without the wax. That's President Obama, they salute me on the track. I penetrate the game with my hardest stroke. All you rappers bitches now, I can tell your water broke. I won't ever take a break, trust me that's on egg, yo. Feel like I got everything, so I'ma live my life so. Feeling this shit, just getting to it. And I ain't fuss the toilet, yeah, I let you view it. They say I'm on a come up, next, I already knew it. So when I get that word, BET, I already knew it. So I'ma blow some hoes through these niggas like a flu. Money trees in my pocket, I've been growing since the roof. When I started from the bottom, my closet was the booth. They told me it wasn't my time, and it hurt cause it was true this time. A or B student, I learned how to shoot. Cause in my hood, you bang. Go work and make the moves. The cycle never stops. Had to drop to school. I did the best I could, don't regret it, I ain't lose. Just chased a dream about a million. Was alone till I got paper. Okay. Now my hand got a taper. Now any bitch I take her. Did 100 niggas favors. White. All the rest became my haters. White. Did it happen in that order? White. But I get to that shit later. All designer when I lay her. I'm a trend fashion maker. Buy a house of 5 acres. Me, myself, all my neighbors. For beats and it's my nature. I only smell the nature. Your rapper going major. Ace time you gotta save her. I'm the type of nigga that will tell you nothing. I'm the type of nigga that's gon' tell you something. Take all your shit and think you owe me something. Y'all know what it is. Yeah. Why you labels gonna stop playing? Stop my
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, man. Can you stop by a party over at Futures? He wants to play you the new track. He says it won't take long.
No? Can I say no?
He really wants you to hear it in person.
All right. Sure. I'll go. But I'm not going to stay long.
You're the best.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, babe.
Hey. I got to go to Futures' house. He's having a party. He wants to play me the verse that he did on Cold. But I'll be back soon. I'm just going to drink and I'll split.
Okay, cool. Can you just stop and get us some milk, please?
Sure, I've never made that request.
But we need milk.
Then milk you shall have.
Love you.
Love you too.
Yo, what's good, Adam?
You need to come through.
Fuck yeah, I'm coming. I'm super pumped. I can't wait to hear it.
This is a major vibe.
Can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Cold enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore.
time or time out, I can't take the in-between, asking me for space here in my house, you know how to fuck with me, acting like we're not together, after everything that we've been through, sleeping up under the covers, how am I so far away from you, distant, when we're kissing, I feel so different, baby tell me how did you get so cold enough to chill my your tongue for the silence is killing me. Acting like we're not together. If you don't want this, then what's the use? Sleeping up under the covers. I'm so far away from you, distant. Ooh. When we're kissing, yeah. Feel so different. Yeah. Baby, tell me, how did you get so cold enough to chill my bones? It feels like I don't know.
Never thought that you was like this. I took the tag off and made you priceless. I just spent a half a meal on a chandelier. Now you tryna cut me off like a light switch. Tryna stay in Ali, saying that you need some time to breathe. Thinking that I'm sleeping on a four-letter word, but the four-letter word don't sleep.
We going two separate ways. You ain't been acting the same. You gotta go where your heart used to be. You go dig every day.
Hey man, I appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
How's the party?
You tripping again?
Hey man, you gotta chill out, bro.
You see that?
I'm telling you, you're saying shit again. You might need some sleep. You alright?
Yeah. No, I mean, no.
So a segue to the next question is, growing up, who were some of the artists that you listened to? You said you mentioned Jimi Hendrix and people like that. And, you know, who are some of the artists that you listen to now, if you do, if you have anyone that's special to you?
That's a good question. The reason why I said that's a good question, too, is because I think as artists, like, one thing that they don't do is, like, they kind of stray away from, like, listening to other artists a lot, because mm-hmm. you don't want, like, influenced by, like, what you hear too much.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm one of those artists, too. Like, I don't listen to too many artists or music too much, especially if I like them, because I don't want to be influenced or whatnot. But, you know, I do keep my ear to the streets. That's one thing you got to do. You got to keep your ear to, you know, where everything's at right now, see what the kids are playing, what's hot in the club. So, I mean, the
current events, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I do listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I listen to probably like currently, like, I'll listen to some Drake sometimes. Maybe Kanye. Kanye's a really big influencer to me. I'll even throw in some old school and like listen to like freaking Fabulous. Like I fuck with Fab hard.
Okay, and that's in the rap genre. Now, what else do you listen to? Because I know you're into rock or alternative rock. What other genres are you into? If you do listen to some today.
I'll throw in some Linkin Park. That's like middle school. Linkin Park.
You are in my head. You know that? Do you know you're in my head? Because my next question is like, when I listen to some of your music, I get Juice WRLD mixed with XXXTentacion meets Linkin Park. So for me, it's like your genre is like a rock and rap times trap meets pop rap. You know what I mean? So basically,
King 21 and King Sprite. So when you hear more of the trap sounding hard stuff, that's more King Sprite, and you'll see it with the way I'm rapping and the melodies and how it sounds with the tones and shit. And then King 21 is kind of like the more alternative like rap songs that you hear. So that's kind of how I differentiate the songs.
I like that. I like how you correlated them into each other, because of course I know that they're both your creatives and your creative outlets, more or less. But how did they contribute or correlate to your music? And you just gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's on the music. It leaves the music space that correlates with the way I dress, the type of clothes I wear, the performance too. Like a lot of people don't know that. Like I'm really big on the visual, like how the performance look, like how the song matches the performance. Like that's my main thing. So like the performances, the visuals, the clothes, the whole nine yards.
Right. So which genre would you place yourself in if you had to? If you had to be in a box, per se, and you were getting your first award at the Grammys, what genre would they put you in? Or which genre would you demand that you be put in?
I would definitely say, number one, I wouldn't put myself in box, period, because that's just limiting my ass when I do so much different type of shit. I don't ever call myself a rapper or this or singer about, because I'm an artist, so like that means completely artist. But if I just really had to squeeze myself in a box, I mean, obviously you would put rap, because I'm using rap elements to make other styles of genres of music, if we really have to be specific.
Okay.
You've been listening to I Can't Make This Up, and I'm your host, Frenchie B. And right now, let's get into some fun facts.
Facts. Facts, son. Facts.
Okay. Could you please just pipe down just a little bit?
Don't tell me to pipe down, son. Just talk your truth, son. Speak those facts, son. Facts. Facts.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get him the stat facts of the day, you know what I mean?
Hey, yo, I don't care what kind of facts be. Facts on facts on facts, son.
Woo! could you guys just give me a brief second? I'm going to straighten this thing out. Okay, so I think I can. A little injured that could. I could, would, woosah. Okay, so yeah, as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by ego. Here are some fun facts. So, in April 1993, an Atlanta group named Tag Team, made up of two members, DC the Brain Supreme and Steve Rowland, created a song entitled Whoomp, W-H-O-O-M-P. There it is. Coincidentally, a month prior, in March of 1993, and just a couple of states away in Jacksonville, Florida, there was another group named 95 South, comprised of four members at the time, but today being made up of only two members, Mike and D Black, had all come together to make a very popular song entitled Woot, W-O-O-T, there it is. Both expressions, by the way, meaning jeepers, golly, wow, or that's hot. Well, some thought it may go down between the two groups, but it didn't, because we're talking about some grown men here. Both groups saw nothing but prosperous outcomes and opportunities, and, you know, DC Glenn, at the time being part of the 10-year-old group, but also a DJ, a disc jockey for Magic City, used to, you know, spin on the ones and twos all over Atlanta's nightlife scene. And he used to pump up the crowds with the word that he got inspired to create from the Arsenio Hall show, where the crowd would woof, W-O-O-F, like the alpha big dog of nighttime television, Arsenio Hall himself. So 95 South is believed to frequent the clubs, especially Magic City, okay, that, you know, they used to frequent the clubs that DJ DC Glenn would spin at. And it is believed that they got inspired to create a hook from the hype word. So both groups gave one another their blessings, and they all made a load of money from those singles. They even ended up coming together on a collaboration tip on the Arsenio Hall show, July 26, 1993, to be exact, where they had an amicable battle of the bands and raised over $14,000 for Arsenio Hall's Great Midwest Flood Relief of 1993. Talk about work. Talk about teamwork. Make the dream work. Listen. So, here are a few snippets from those two tracks. Now, some 27 years later, we have that boy Zarius with his own inspired version of Expression.
Party people!
Again, check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. You folks, what it's all about. Now it's time for to get on the mic and make this mother party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, there it is. Let me hear you say,
boom.
Today it's like, oh shit, like I said that 8 years ago, but I'm really doing it now. Like, or I said this, I want to meet this person, or I got this, or I'm driving this, and it's like, okay, 6 years later I'm actually driving it, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, like it's definitely coming, you know what I'm saying? Life is just shaping that way, and I'm all here for it, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just be the best I can be. It was really more of a just an accidental thing. I just really kind of just, because the way I make songs is I always start off with hooks, and that was like one of the first things that I just kind of freestyled. I was like, okay, yeah, that rocks. And then after hearing it, it was like, oh yeah, this is like, whoop, there it is, whoop, there it is. But it's the own twist to it. So I was like, oh, let's just go with it. It was really just trying to, it's like, whoop. So I'm like, how can you put that in letters? It's like, whoop. I didn't want to say whoop, but I was like, whoop. But I thought back to that song, because I remember that song. So that's one of my favorite songs, like, for sure.
Yes. So,
whoop, there it is. And I was like, yeah, just keep that shit. So I was like, yeah, put that in the song.
I struggle every night to see my name up in the light. People come and go, so keep your tables in your sights. I know when I get these bills, make sure my family's sitting right. Cause we've been through some struggles, but living seem like a fight. Yeah, yeah, it was a fight. Now that I know I'm ready, I've been waiting all my life. Heard some pretty girls and lost some homies overnight. Was that the price? And I do just what I want.
Same kid from the same block with some new ice on the same watch. I'm still the same kid from the same block making big moves and I can't stop. Success running my bones, guess I'm searching different ways. Change is real, yeah, real I stay. 24 hours run the clock all day. This is how we all do get paid. This is how it goes, this is how it goes. Myself up, I can do way more. Don't waste time, count the blessings you own. Roll the dice, spit on your life before your time is all gone. Pop another bottle of that rosé, cause they know me. I'm like, whoop, there it is. I'm like, whoop, there it is. Try the same freaking car on the TV when you see me. I'm like, whoop, there it is. I'm like, whoop, there it is. Got plenty $100 on the table if you need one. I'm like, whoop, there it is. I'm like, whoop, from the same block with some new ice. Same watch, and I'm like, whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is. I'm like, whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Yeah.
Nosy Parker, and I was looking around for interviews and such, and I saw that, you know, I know that you're a performing artist, but I was hearing you say that you dabble in musical engineering, like you do engineering and everything. So I was wondering, who comes up with the definition of your sound? Is it solely you, or is it a combined effort on behalf of the people that you're in the studio with, you know, friends and whoever?
That's 135,000%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So like, that's your definition. It's like you, this is your creative field. You truly are an artist.
Yeah. 105%.
Yeah, because you know, you have some people that rap and they're penned by other people, or, you know, their creative genius is inspired from a confidant that's, you know, that's like a, you know, like a, I guess, a kin, a person that they hold dear to them, a person that they go to, their confidant, basically, that, you know, they would say, okay, what do you think about this? What's this sound? What do you suggest? Or that person would just be an influence and just, you know, basically tell them and add to that. Like, oh, you should do it like this. You should sound like this. You don't have anybody like that?
Not too much. No, not really. I pretty much, like I said before, have my own, like, you know, take on everything and just really focus on, like, what it is I wanted to create or what I wanted to sound like. Add anymore, but even though I do that, I'll still, you know, I still understand, like, once I make the song, okay, when I want to get it, like, mixed or mastered, or if I do bring it to somebody else or bring it to another producer, like, I still, you know, allow them to have their creative space too, because they're artists as well, producers and engineers, you know. I engineer and produce, I know that, so
right,
I do have, like, you know, in my mind, I'll make a note, like, okay, like, yeah, this is where I want to take the song, but I'm gonna still leave, like, you know, space or room for, like, a producer or engineer to come in and add his artistic touch to it, you know what I'm saying? So if I do that, but no, you want to allow the other person on the other side to express themselves just like you, freely, without having, like, you know, being in a box, like, oh yeah, I only want this, I only want that, I only want because then now that person can't, you know, do it what they do, basically, you know what I'm saying? And that's what makes the song, you know what I'm saying? For sure. But for most artists, you know, I know most artists don't really have home studios and or probably don't engineer their own music or produce their own music. So they record the song at the studio and then the engineer and producer take it from there. So yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that either. That's how some of the best music is created, really, is when you collab with other artists.
And you basically mix and record at your home. You have a home studio.
Yeah, and that's, bro, if you're an artist, like, for all the artists out there listening, even producers, like, whatever, if you're an artist and producer, definitely, if you're an artist, try invest in getting a home studio, because you, when inspiration strike, bro,
you need to get it out.
That down quick. Ain't no. Oh, I heard the beat in the car. Cause I used to do that all the time when I was first starting doing music. Even now, shit. Where I'll just be like, okay, I like this beat. I'm hearing this beat. The beat be smacking. Oh, my right. Here, what you're doing? You freestyling. You already, you know, writing the lyrics in your head down. Bro, you don't realize it, but you're listening to the song and you're starting to become more familiarized with it, and you're losing that potency of that initial, original, hot feeling you first got when you first heard it. It was like, oh yeah, this is bad. Like, I listen to a beat, it take me literally 20 seconds before I know if it's hot or not. If the 30 seconds is hot, I turn it off, don't listen to it, immediately go home or wait till I get home and just hit it all the way through.
I feel you.
That's
some of the best music that's created right then and there. Like,
oh,
it's because it's organic, you know?
Yeah. And you always gotta keep it organic, most organic as possible. Like, just try to capture those vibes and try to capture those feelings and those emotions you felt when you first heard the song or you first heard the beat or whatever. Just try to capture those first initial things, bro, and put that and translate it into music.
Yeah, because it's about momentum. So the moment is everything.
You've been listening to I Can't Make This Shh Up, and I'm your host, Frenchie B. This episode is entitled Duffel Bag Trip. Next up, a tribute to hip-hop from Erykah Badu featuring Common with her single, Love of My Life, followed by some more from That Boy Zarius with his hot cut, You're the Song.
So, when'd you fall in love with hip-hop? Right here, what we're gonna do is go back.
Wait, wait. Ooh, wait, wait. I met him when I was a little girl. He gave me poetry. He was my first. But in my heart, I knew I wasn't the only. Too great, but whenever I got lonely, I needed some advice. He gave me his shoulder, his words were very nice. But that is all behind me, 'cause now there is no other. My love is his and his is mine. My friend became the love of my life. You are my friend,
love of my life.
I can't be stopped because I'm like the MC and I'm as light as a rock.
What's up,
girl? What you got? I got that. Well, my name is Apples and I rock your world. I'm also known as the Gucci girl. Well, I'm super cute and plenty bad.
30, 26, 36 and a half.
I hope that you will realize I got the hazel eyes that are hypnotized and knock you to your knees, make you eat cheese. You be so helpless, you be begging me, please.
Yeah.
Y'all share that.
Y'all, and you don't stop until the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. A freak, freak.
Or could it be that it was all just so simple then? A teenage love, but you say he's just a friend. He moved around and we kept in touch through his friend Mike. The world was young and we knew we couldn't rush, but whenever I got lost.
Thought she rolled with bad boys forever. In many ways, them boys made it better. To grow, I had to let her. She needed cheddar, and I understood that. Looking for cheese that don't make her a hood rat. In fact, she's a queen to me. Her light beams on me. I love it when she sings to me. It's like that.
I love your confidence on stage, your level of energy, as you say, is like, it's contagious. It gets me high. Like, I've watched many performers on stage, and not everybody has the it factor. And I just feel like you were born to do this shit. All right. And I usually don't say the words shh. That's why I made, you know, I can't make this shh up. Yeah. But for real, you were born to do this shit. And I really respect you because you're not like totally there yet. You know, you're not there yet. I just feel like you are there though. I feel like you live in a world where you are there, and it's so convincing and it's so scintillating. So I did my research, and I watched that performance that you had in 2016 where you performed for Spring Break Texas, and you opened up for Young Thug, and you just said you wanted to work with Young Thug. So how was that? What was that like? And did you get to meet him and sit down and potty with him? And if you didn't, what would you talk to him about? What would be something you would converse with him about?
I did have a show in 2016, South Padre Island Spring Break. I opened up for Young Thug. Crazy about that show was prior to that, I had never ever been to South Padre in my entire life, which is crazy. But when we got there, turns out they had been playing my music the weekend before, because Spring Break started like that the weekend after, so it's like two weeks, right? So they played my music the weekend before. So when we got there after that on Friday, it's like everybody knew my song, and I was shocked because I'm like, how the hell y'all know this song? Like, what the you know what I'm saying? That shocked the hell out of me, really. It's like they know the words, like they literally know the words, like what the fuck. So yeah, like when we got there, it was crazy experience. I got told I was like one of the top performers of the night there. Actually, I was the act right before Young Thug, so that was pretty cool. It was a good show, really. It turned that show, really. And Thug came out there. He was a bit upset that night, though. I don't know why, something was going on behind scenes with his camp or something like that. But he was a bit upset that night, so he actually ended the show a little bit early. And me and my manager, we went, got to go backstage. I didn't get to meet him, but I got to talk with his manager and his DJ Halftime.
Okay.
You know, I did the old school, this is my mixtape, just take the mixtape. You
know, real quick. That's what's mixtape. Up, man. Look, a hustle and flow move. You pulled it.
that was my first interaction with Young Thug, actually. And then my second time meeting Young Thug wasn't at the Padre shows, actually, in Atlanta. I went to Atlanta for a photo shoot and to record some stuff, and this is right at the time Gucci Mane just got out of jail, and it was like a big like thing in Atlanta, and there's thousands of people at this club there. I forgot the name of the club, but yeah, it was like his first day out of jail, and they was throwing like a real big event like the whole weekend. And we actually went to the club, and I actually got to meet Two Chainz was there as well. I got to meet him, and got to meet some other producers like Zaytoven and stuff, and actually got to talk with them, which is pretty good. And Thug was there. And while Thug saw him, was like, yo, man, do you remember me? He's like, nah. It's like, nah. It's like, nah. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm performed at South Padre, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, yeah, the guy with the blonde hair, because I had blonde hair at the time. So he's like, oh, yeah. And this is a real brief conversation. Just ask them, like, what kind of advice you can give me. You know, mm-hmm. Just basically, I told artists, it's like, yo, just, if you believe it, you put your all into it. And if you confident enough, you can do it type shit. And the home studio for sure. But just really, he was really big on, like, energy. And when you come into contact with people like Thug or just any artist that's like that, they really big on like energy and like the law of attraction.
saw you on stage opening up, you just seemed like that's just something, really, I heard you say that's something you felt like you was born to do. Like, you just felt like you was in your element. But literally, there are people that are mainstream artists right now, and they have popping songs, number one songs. Their songs have charted on the Billboard, and you go see them in real life, they don't give you that performance.
Yeah. And that's been like one of the biggest things for me as an artist, is like artists that I look up to or like that I like. It's like I would see them in real life, and like it's just like, bro, you get to this point, it's like, oh hell no, you should be turning up. You should be really, really make it. You should just make the crowd feel it. You should really be like, you know, milking it. And it's like they don't do it. It's real chill, laid back, you know. So it's like, I don't ever want to do that with my live shows. I don't ever want it, you know, you paying $25, $50, $100 a ticket. I don't care if it's free and you way at the back of the line, on the lawn on top of the hill. Like, I don't ever want you to come to my show and you're sitting in a chair. I don't ever want you to come to my show and you're just arms folded. No, I'm gonna get out there. I'm gonna, that's my whole thing, is I want it to be an experience. It's an experience. I want you to leave my show, every show I've ever had. And you can ask anybody that's been in my show. They'll tell you, bro, you're gonna leave that with an experience, whether it's the music, whether it's how energetic I am, how interactive I am with the crowd or the lights or whatever. It's just the whole experience. Like, that's what I do. That's my main thing. That's like the icing on the cake. You know, the song, like the batter and the eggs, but the icing on the cake is taking it out of my bedroom, taking it out the studio we spent the past 2 weeks mixing and mastering, and putting it out there on stage, and just boom, like, here, this is what I felt when I made this song. Y'all party with me. It's really a party. I don't even want to look at my performances. It's like, oh, I'm going out here to come perform in front of y'all and rap in front of, like, nah, it's a party. Like, yo, this my song, y'all. Hey, check, like, let's rock to this hoe. Let's bop to it. Let's stomp, let's shout, let's stage dive, let's mosh pit, let's do whatever to it. Like, whatever you feel, I'm gonna exert that energy right back at you.
And I feel that's what makes you the epitome of making your passion your paycheck. Because for you, it seems to me, I could be wrong. I mean, I know, of course, the bottom line. You need to make this work for you. You need to monetize whatever it is that you do. But it's, for me, I feel like it's your passion. And that's what makes it so dope, makes you so dope as an artist, because you literally just said everything that every artist should feel like. But that's not the same situation for every artist. And, you know, a lot of artists you meet, you know, so for the most part, they're genuine, they're cool, and they're nice. But then you have the very, very standoffish artists that they're not nice, and you get the sense that they're just doing this because they want a paycheck, and they don't really even view you as a supporter or somebody that's influence into their success, that if it were not for you, it would be no them. You seem like you're humble enough to understand that and to give the audience exactly what they should be given, love. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely one of the ones that try to stay genuine and as pure as I possibly can be, you know, and just be like human, you know what I'm saying? I don't ever try to get myself to where I'm like, okay, I'm human. I breathe just like you, you know what I'm saying? I go through things, the same things y'all go through. Like, we're the same, really, you know what I mean? So like, having that and you being able to relate to that with me is just even better with the music.
That's right. Baby, can I disturb you? Seen you round the way before I came, and knew that I just had to get your name tattooed on my brain.
Think about you in the rain. Think about you in this late at night, and that shit drive me insane. Imagine what it could be.
Imagine what it would be.
Who's on the ship?
Me and you, who's on the ship?
You the song when I'm on the road.
That's right.
Love is a game, and you got the code.
That's right.
You my favorite freaking TV show.
That's right.
And I won't ever miss your episode. Never miss your episode.
So when I'm drunk, I tell the truth. That's that true.
Girl, I'm when you half naked, I ain't gotta lie.
Ain't no puddles, it's an ocean in between the dying.
I'll make you die inside, then bring you back alive.
Banging you more than my gun on safety. You can laugh about it. I know that shit sound crazy.
What does it matter, dog?
Catching you to me was like winning the Super Bowl.
Spending bills on you. Have you dining over casserole?
I do that for you, yeah, I do that for you.
Half of these niggas won't even open the door for you.
And you ain't tripping, it's just all the cash I got.
Put you in that Lamborghini on the spot.
The mother bitches envy everything we got.
Don't play on mine, it's just how it is on top.
Yeah, I know you hearing that. No pressure, babe, but I hope you get used to that.
Yeah,
it ain't no problem, girl, I got you. I see your vision with me, hear the keys to me, Casa.
You the song when I'm on the road.
That's right.
Love is a game and you got the call.
That's right.
You my favorite freaking TV show.
That's right.
And I won't ever miss your episode.
Don't ever miss your episode.
So when I'm drunk, I tell the truth.
That's that true.
Girl, I want you half naked, I ain't gotta lie.
Ain't no puddles, it's an ocean in between your thighs.
I'll make you die inside, then bring you back alive.
To me that you don't have any favorite artists, and you did reiterate that in the beginning of this interview, but if given a you know, an opportunity per se, who would you work with? Who would be some of the people that you would work with, and why?
Okay, yeah, I love that question. That's a better question. Wow, so many of them. I would love to work with Kanye, just because Kanye is like a huge influencer to me musically and just creative wise, really. I would love to work with Young Thug, for sure, Young Thug, because bruh's just straight. Raw talent, like, for sure. I love to work with even some producers I want to work with, like Boy Wonder. I love to work with, like, Timbaland, Scott Storch. It's a whole bunch of people, man. So many people. I got like a whole dream list of like who I would hit, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. Like, okay, when I make it, this is all the top producers, all the top artists, like, I would love to make a song with, like, we would kill this song. So yeah, it's a whole list, man. But I love to work with Travis Scott, for sure. Lil Uzi.
And why some of these people? Why, what does it for you, for them? Like, you know, everybody has their own creative touch.
So, for sure.
What does it for you?
These artists,
or these producers.
for them too, you know what I'm saying? So these artists are kind of like, I see them as kind of like me, which is really the type of artist that, just like we just said, like raw energy, just in the moment, you know, the music, it's not really about what we're saying, it's more about like how we say it and like how you feel from the music really much. So like, I don't know the word for it. I kind of have my own term for it. I call it like energy. That's really what it is. Like, it's the raw energy in it. Like, you feel the raw energy in it. So like, these are those artists that I just see like that put that in their music, and like I'll be like, oh yeah, if we got together, we'd make some smash shit.
Gotcha. All right, so I gotta ask you this: if you had the opportunity, would you work with 6ix9ine? Why or why not?
Honestly, probably not.
I mean, no. Honestly, like, come on. I mean, we spoke on this in length yesterday, right? And
you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't too many punks down here in Houston, Texas, and we just stand on our shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And there's rules and, you know, codes and shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? When you go against the code and you go against the grain like that, you know what I'm saying? It has to be known, like, yo, that's not cool. That's not what's up. So,
even though we know that he wasn't built for that, and that he's not one of those hot boys, he's not one of those street guys, street goons, he wasn't built for this, he's really an entertainer or whatever you want to call it, it's still a dub, it's still a no for you.
Yeah, it's still a no for me.
Okay, that's peace, that's real. I mean, because you know how I feel in the situation, but I have to remain unbiased on air. Not that I'm different on air, but I'm just going to keep my professional hat on right now. Because, you know, I'm true to the game. I'm true to this. I'm not new to this. So, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I respect that. Go ahead. You were gonna say something?
No, I was just adding on to what you're saying. Just basically, you know what I'm saying? Just stay true to the game.
That's it. You know, it's no other way to do it. It's some unspoken rules to this shit. And Biggie wrote the manual, but nobody wants to keep, you know, in touch with the rules. And they do whatever they want to do, you know. Man,
you got to play the rules by the game. I mean, especially if that's what you came in trying to, you know, that's what you was trying to, you know, come off as, you know what I'm saying? You got to play by the rules of the game, you know what I'm saying? Live by the sword, die by the sword, you know?
Right. You know, yeah. you do the crime, you got to do the time.
Yep.
So, shout out to all the boys locked up doing that time for them crimes that they did, you know, and holding it true to the game.
You're listening to Frenchie B, right here on I Can't Make This Up.
It was so awesome having you, for real. Like, I really appreciate you taking your time out with me. And I know we went over the time and everything. I'm hoping that I can get everything in, but I know I'm not going to be able to. This is going to be for some stuff. It's going to be for the archives. But for the most part, they're going to hear the good. They're going to hear everything that they need to hear, which everything was great and good. But I really appreciate you coming through. And
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you for blessing us with your presence. I hope I can have you back sometime, maybe even bring your manager with you or whatever.
Yeah, we'll bring everybody anytime for sure. It's nothing but love, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing but love, Zarius. All right, this has been your girl, Frenchie B. You're listening to I Can't Make This Up, and it's that boy Zarius over and out.
Yes, sir.
Someone once said, anything worth having is worth working hard for, and I am a firm believer of just that.
But sometimes without knowing it, we go so hard at wanting it all that we go up against the grain and make things much harder than they actually need to be. But just like Bruce Lee once said, let that flow and be like water. I'm going to leave you all with this. Don't you ever, ever allow anyone to tell you that your dreams and goals are unattainable. Even the little engine could after believing it would. Remember, having too much of anything is a recipe for disaster. Therefore, as they say, everything in moderation. Do your very best to ascertain an equilibrium in self-containment with an ample amount of self-discipline. But whatever you do, do not lack in confidence, because where there is a lack in confidence, there is fear. And where there is fear, there will be failure. Again, I'd like to thank you all for listening and say another thank you to my guest, That Boy Zarius, who is a phenomenal young artist who the entire world should know. He certainly is a force filled of wonders. And I cannot wait until he sells out arenas across the planet. It's above and beyond. Sky's the limit, y'all. Until next time, I am Frenchie B. Peace.
Since I seen you walking my way. And if your love is a game, baby, I just wanna play.
Baby, baby, yeah.
You ain't gotta worry about me messing around. Won't have you looking like a fool, like you the class clown. And we ain't kissed so I can sing it out.
Cuando llegas a casa, baby, it's going down. I'll go insane for your love. One shot to the brain for your love. Yeah, get out the game for your love. I might just change my last name for your love.
I can tell you want me to. There's no need to be shy. Just tell me what you like, baby.
All you gotta do is tell me how you feel. I don't waste your time. I'll keep it real. All you gotta do is tell me how you feel. I don't waste your time. I'll keep it real.
You look so good. Type of night, baby.
We can do yep. Whatever.
I ain't playing no games.
You look so fine.
You made my type of night, baby.
Made my type of night.
I ain't playing.